We are the Stronghold System, and we're diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder. We also self-identify as plural. We are the founders of the Plural Association, a nonprofit that serves people with dissociative identity disorder and all other forms of plurality worldwide. Before we dive deep into factitious disorder, let's first have a look at the DSM-3, MPD. In 1980, the DSM-3 was released, and with that, multiple personality disorder, MPD was now something that could be diagnosed. The three-part diagnostic criteria were simple and looks a lot like what non-disordered plurals experience. A. The existence of two or more distinct personalities. B. Each personality is unique with its own behavior patterns and relationships. C. The personality that is dominant at any particular time determines the individual's behavior. Multiple personality disorder did not require distress or amnesia, but is not considered factitious disorder. That was all that was needed to be diagnosed with MPD. This led to some significant issues. I'd like to mention a few here. 1. We are not personalities. 2. We know the experience of DID can be a very covert one, as the current DSM-5 mentions. So criteria B could be hard to observe or might even lead to some people acting out. By that, I mean exaggerate the signs and symptoms they experience in order to get validated. 3. We now know there is co-consciousness and passive influence, which is clearly not reflected in the last criteria of MPD. You could technically not heal from MPD without final fusion integration. You stayed labeled disordered MPD unless you no longer had personalities. MPD and factitious disorder. Another issue with MPD is that there is no mention of amnesia, distress, or impairment. So even if you live a healthy and stable life with your alters, you would still be labeled disordered MPD if you were to visit a therapist back then and spoke there in any capacity about your other personalities, as we were called back then. What MPD looked like was that anyone who expressed plurality, by that I mean manyness, would get diagnosed and labeled disordered. Although the DSM updated, it does not imply that non-disordered systems must have factitious disorder. The Diagnostic Statistical Manual, DSM, as you can see in this fantastic image above, provided by Liberty of the Sorority, a lot has changed since the 80s. These days, people need to experience a form of out-of-the-ordinary forgetting, and the symptoms must cause clinically significant distress to qualify for a diagnosis. You could say that back in the 80s, anyone plural was considered disordered. But these days, we know there are non-disordered plurals, and they do not experience amnesia, nor does their plurality cause them significant distress. And hence, these people experience manyness, but they do not have DID. Many of these people try to find community in people with similar experiences. Some call themselves voice hearers, others use beautiful words like cogenic to label their experience. Most of them found out they are having these experiences in the same way as us finding out we have DID. It can be scary, overwhelming, and certainly confusing, yet beautiful at the same time. Like puzzle pieces falling into place. Disordered or not disordered. Besides that MPD was a disorder, it covers plurality as an umbrella a lot better than DID does. Which is okay, cause many plurals are not disordered, nor do they wish to be labeled that way. Factitious disorder is just that, a disorder. So someone could meet criteria for DID in the DSM-5 but not the other criterias. That means they do not have a dissociative disorder, they do not have DID. But they are many. The DSM-5 mentions cultural and religious cases of multiplicity often. It excludes it from a DID diagnosis. But it does in no way invalidate these people, their existence, or experience. So why should we? Exclamation. Endogenic systems. I especially see a lot of hate towards endogenic systems. All that means is that these people believe there were many before any trauma could have ever happened. Something Putnam and structural dissociation confirm. Some people have said that those people then must have factitious disorder. Factitious disorder. There are four primary criteria for diagnosing factitious disorder. These are A. Intentional induction or falsification of physical or psychological signs or symptoms. B. The individual presents themselves as ill, impaired, or injured to others. C. The deceptive behavior persists even in the absence of external incentives or rewards. D. Another mental disorder does not better explain the behavior. Malingering. But as you can see, criteria B for factitious disorder clearly states they need to assume the sick role, and these people do not claim that whatsoever. They rightfully claim that they are not disordered instead. Well, maybe they are malingering. Factitious disorder and malingering is a kind of mental disorder. This term applies to individuals who intentionally pretend to have symptoms of mental or physical illness to achieve financial or other gain, or to avoid criminal conviction or unwanted duty. They may also malinger to facilitate escape from captivity or incarceration. I do not see how people can get financial or other gain from this. They are not on disability for DID, and stories of avoiding criminal conviction while claiming plurality or manyness instead of DID is something yet to happen. I'd be surprised if it does, but keep me posted. Manyness. So they do not have factitious disorder, nor are they malingering. They have the experience of manyness, and that experience is extremely valid. First of all, because it is an experience they have, and secondly, because criteria says they can self-report signs and symptoms. They label that experience depending on culture, age, background, and so much more. It is not up to us to label other people their experience, or to demand what the experience should look like. It's our job to be inclusive of everyone with a similar experience of manyness. We all know how lonely it can be, disordered or not. If we do not get to diagnose people with DID, we also cannot diagnose them with factitious disorder. Both is unethical. Trauma, suggesting or worse demanding that trauma has to be part of the plural experience is unethical and really not appreciated in our communities, as it is suggestive and gatekeeping. It's something therapists are told and trained not to do. So who are we to do so instead? In the case of DID, all these years protectors work hard to keep it a secret. It is never up to us to disclose that information. It could lead to flooding, and we can't help people in crisis. It's what the lawsuits in the 90s were about. Let's not repeat those mistakes. It is not a diagnostic criteria. It could also very well be that someone joins a DID group but is plural or whatever other label they use for manyness instead. So it is safest and most ethical to not make the assumption. Soul searching and self-discovery. It's okay to soul search. It's okay to self-discover. It's often still the fastest, if not the only way, to find out if you experience manyness. Because getting a DID diagnosis takes 6 to 12 years if we believe research. Self-reporting can speed that process up. To do that, you will have to look inside first. It's okay to try to discover if you're plural or have DID, and then find out that your experience actually is different. It's okay to be confused, to change your opinion, labels, vision, beliefs, or ideas. It's okay. It's okay to follow your own path. It's okay to change your labels. It's okay to try to get help from a therapist, and it's okay to not do that. It's okay to hold on to what still feels most comfortable, including the labels you use to self-express and slash or identify with. Please, do not allow anyone outside of you to define you, to label you as something you are not. Self-identify how you feel most comfortable. It's 2019. We celebrate our individuality and diversity in our plurality, and we choose to do it by being inclusive of all. Whether you're slash or identify as multiple or endogenic, DID, plural or something else, you and your experiences are valid and we believe you. The Plural Association nonprofit depends on community support. Please consider donating towards the empowerment of plurals so we can continue our important work. Donations can be made here. theplurassociation.org/donate.